Town, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Stocks are down dramatically with President Trump's tariffs and retaliation from China, Mexico, and Canada now reality. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger says you'll likely pay a lot more for a lot of things.
This is completely dependent on how long these tariffs stay in place and what the retaliation looks like. So it does tend to lead to higher prices.
As the U.S. pauses military aid to Ukraine, Europe isn't standing still. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen.
This is a moment for Europe, and we are ready to step up.
Two storms collide, and that means severe weather from the Rockies on east this week. This is meteorologist Craig Allen.
Tens of millions of people will be affected by either wintry weather or severe thunderstorms and heavy rainfall over the next 48 hours.
A dismal forecast did not cancel this morning's Mardi Gras parade in New Orleans. CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
Tune in this week to Seth Faces the Music, where I'll be playing songs about going fast. Don't blink, you might miss it. Check it out every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. There's a winter weather advisory that begins late tonight. The rain we're getting will turn to snow this evening, and winds will pick up. 2 to 4 inches of heavy, wet snow are expected, and winds could gust up to 40 miles per hour, especially late tonight. Plan on slippery road conditions later today and snow for Wednesday morning. While Senator Tammy Baldwin and Senator Ron Johnson both held virtual town hall meetings last week, their views on Medicaid could not be further apart. Senator Johnson said the problem with the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, is that it covers able-bodied working-age adults.
Medicaid is completely out of control because Obamacare has put it in real danger.
Senator Baldwin helped write the Affordable Care Act and said it has allowed more people to access health care.
People with pre-existing health conditions used to not be able to get health insurance because the insurance companies could just say no. That changed with the Affordable Care Act.
Senator Johnson said the program has almost doubled in cost because of allowing single, working-age, childless adults to access health care through the program.
It's the Obamacare that has been put into Medicaid that threatens the solvency of Medicaid and threatens the solvency of our nation.
According to Senator Baldwin, Medicaid funding helps pay for nursing care for those on Medicaid. It also helps keep community health centers and critical access hospitals open in rural areas in Wisconsin.
This affects our local economies and especially our rural economies in significant ways.
72 million Americans rely on Medicaid for their health care. That number includes over 1 million people in Wisconsin. You can find more news and sign up for our weekly newsletter at WFHR.com. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks in Atlanta to take on the Hawks. Bucks guard Kyle Kuzma dealing with a sprained right ankle after accidentally stepping on the foot of Giannis Antetokounmpo during Saturday's game in Dallas. But Kuzma pleased they've won 6 of their last 7 games.
You know, we're moving in the right direction, and we've had some hiccups. That's to be expected, but you know, I had a coach in the past. He's always said that the regular season is just rehearsal for the playoffs. That's just the approach that we kind of have to have, and obviously you want to win, and every game is going to have a different challenge.
Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Reds 5-4 in Cactus League action. Left-hander Aaron Ashby had to leave the game with apparently a strained oblique muscle. The Brewers have signed veteran lefty Jose Quintana to a 1-year deal. NFL, the Packers agreeing to a 2-year deal with linebacker Isaiah McDuffie, worth around $9 million with incentives. McDuffie, a 6th-round pick for Green Bay 5 years ago. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Cloudy with showers today in the mid-40s for a high this afternoon. Rain tonight could be heavy with up to an inch possible, with rain changing to snow late tonight into Wednesday morning. On Wednesday, snow with blowing snow. There could be several inches of accumulation with northerly wind gusts from 30 to 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
Nothing you could say could tear me away from my dog. My dog is shallow, y'all.
Hi, I'm Smokey Robinson. When you adopt a shelter pet, you not only bring joy and love into your home, you also give another animal the chance to experience that special bond. Join me in supporting American Humane Society and their incredible work to help our most vulnerable friends. Together, we can make a real difference. Donate today at AmericanHumane.org.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian Lomax, defend the vote.
The SAVE Act will make it harder for all Americans to vote. Now you need a passport. Wisconsin specific, 5 million people don't have a passport. Now it's $130 per passport.
Even if you can afford to get a passport, that is a months-long process. Unless you planned a year ahead, you're not going to be able to vote.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
We are joined Wednesday morning by Congressman Mark Pocan for an update on Elon Musk's wrecking ball and what Democrats can do to push back.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning starting at 6. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, Gavin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It is Tuesday, March 4th. Today, the average price of a gallon of 2% milk is $3.18, up a penny from yesterday. And the average price of a dozen large eggs in Wisconsin, $6.24, also up a penny since yesterday.
With a major
hike. When I win, I will immediately bring prices down starting on day one.
Good to know. We have a very, very busy show coming up for you today at 10:30. Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio will be joining us. We're going to be talking about the Supreme Court race between Brad Schimmel, Mr. Commemorative Coin Fan, and Susan Crawford, and something that he said that kind of got glossed over a little bit, referring to the results of the 2020 election, that I think is kind of important. And we're also going to talk with Pat about runaway seems to be the new GOP slogan when it comes to actually, I don't know, talking and appearing in front of their constituents.
Oh, yeah.
They're not happy.
Yeah.
They're not liking it. And so they're just not going to do it anymore.
It's gone from runaway to stay home.
Yeah, stay home. And yeah. So we'll talk about that with Pat Kreitlow. After the 11 o'clock news, Allison Madison is going to join us. She is the program manager for Wisconsin Saltwise. And we know that we've used salt in Wisconsin for a long time when things get icy and things like that. Unfortunately, a lot of that stuff runs off into our waterways. And so there are some alternates that municipalities are trying to get away from the salt a little bit. So Allison is going to talk to us about that in the last half hour of the show. As we always do, we will lighten things up a little bit. Today it's going to be, thanks, I'll pass on that. It's Punchki Day.
Yeah.
I drove by an O&H bakery in Racine this morning. It was crazy.
Of course.
It was more so than right before Christmas.
We'll talk about more later, but you said that a couple of times. I have a thought on that.
Okay.
So stick around.
Yeah, it's Punchki Day, so that kind of got me on the idea of, yeah, that's fine. Not for me.
I'll pass.
So what is your, I'll pass on that. Everybody loves it. Everybody else, ooh, I can't wait to get one of X. And then you're like, yeah, no.
Are we talking only desserts today, or are we talking?
Today is dessert specific.
Dessert specific.
Dessert specific at 11:33. And we'll wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it's the 911 emergency edition with a little audio extra included on that. So I hope you can stick around for that. Wanted to start off, though. We have been accused of fear mongering.
Grr, everyone, are you scared of us?
When we talk about the Trump administration coming for Social Security. And I stumble across this little clip, Elon Musk, co-president, appearing on the very popular Joe Rogan podcast. Mm-hmm.
Calvin, I believe we have a clip from Elon Musk talking about Social Security. Can we play that clip, please?
Well, I mean, the government's one big permit scheme, if you ask me.
Yeah, well, you can tell me better than anybody.
Social Security is the biggest Ponzi scheme of all time.
The biggest Ponzi scheme of all time, co-president Elon Musk saying about Social Security. Of course, this as calls continue to increase about removing contribution caps for really, really, really rich people like him.
Mm-hmm. Who fulfill their cap in like a day.
I bet he does it in a couple hours.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the cap is $164,000.
I believe so, yeah.
That's where, if you don't get how this works, you pay up to $164,000 mm-hmm. into social. That portion is taxed for Social Security. Anything beyond that is not.
And I think Elon is using the Ponzi scheme comparison, because you and I spoke about this before the show started, and people my age and younger can see why you'd want to call it a Ponzi scheme. I mean, he's not wrong in how he describes it.
As far as the structure is concerned.
The structure is we pay into Social Security. If I pay into Social Security every Friday, every other Friday, those checks are going out, I don't know when, but they go out immediately after that.
To someone else. Right.
So there can be a notion of robbing Peter to pay Paul and the insolvency issue. But the problem is we've known that Social Security has had problems for decades. And anytime we try to put forth a solution, like raising caps on millionaires and billionaires, then they just want to talk it down. They want to say things like this. It's a Ponzi scheme. Okay, well, where's your fix? So it's fine. You can go on Joe Rogan and talk about how bad it is and what the problem is. But what are your long-term solution fixes to the problem? Not just sitting there talking about it. And this, because it's something I think about all the time now. Because, I mean, I don't expect to have at this time anything anymore, because they're going to be cutting.
By the time you get old enough to retire.
Yeah, if I retire by, let's just say, 68 years old, I'll have very little or nothing there. And I'm really wondering, I've said it before on the show, is I'm wondering people my age and younger, if we have grounds for a lawsuit, because I've invested 35 years of my work life into Social Security as an agreement. And if there's nothing there, then I'd like a check, reimburse me something, because this is ridiculous. But I get where you're saying, and it's a good, honestly, I think it's a good comparison, but that's just words. Where are your solutions? And if cutting is your solution, no.
Well, it's interesting that you say, where's your solution?
Yeah.
Because it just turns out we have a clip from Senator Bill Cassidy.
Ah.
On how we can solve the Social Security issues. Calvin.
Can't wait.
Let's play this clip, please, from Senator Bill Cassidy.
Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy responded, the Social Security Trust Fund will run short in 2033. If we do nothing, 8 years from now, all beneficiaries will be hit with a 24% cut. I have a big idea to fix the problem, create a trust fund, and invest in the U.S. economy. Capitalism and hard work can save us.
Wait. That's the answer? Capitalism and hard work is the answer to fixing Social Security.
Or there's a trust fund we put into? I thought cap, correct me if I'm wrong, Social Security is the trust fund that I have put my money in through working in a capitalistic society and working hard since the age of 12. So Cassidy is really just saying, he's rebooting Social Security. It's like a really, no one asked for the reboot of Dirty Dancing and no one wants this. So explain to me, Senator Cassidy, what that in fact means.
Well, right. In practical, actually actionable things.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of words.
Yeah.
It's just lots and lots of words.
I have an idea. Okay. I have an idea to solve Social Security.
Yes.
First, we find a bag of beans. Then we go to a local market and we try to find some, you know, maybe shady salesman and say, hey, do you want to trade these beans for, like, you know, a cow? And then I'm telling the story backwards, but still, it's Jack and the Beanstalk. The point is like, we can say whatever we want. We can just say a bunch of things. Capitalism will save us. How?
Well, exactly. This is an article from Yahoo Finance. Employees contribute 6.2% of their wages up to a maximum of $176,100.
Yeah.
And U.S. employees match that. Employers match that as part of their non-wage labor costs. This is known as the pay-as-you-go system. But again, if they just raised that cap of $176,000, that would probably give Social Security a pretty healthy boost.
And I'm not even asking them to make it like relative, like 176. Mm-hmm. Let's just say people like Elon Musk, the richest man in the world, and $1 million is nothing to him. It's nothing to him.
Rich, seriously.
Raise his to $1 million. Raise all billionaires to $1 million from where it is. They'll never miss the money. They'll never see the money. They'll never know the money was there or gone. Just raise to $1 million. Holy cow. That'll fix it. I'll pay a little bit more if need to. Like, let's all do this together as a cooperative. I'm sorry, I said cooperative. Didn't mean communism, folks.
So, that's socialist of you.
But, like, are they looking to raise, are they looking to take away the caps and just say, like, all right, Elon, you make $10 billion a year. Now you have to put $1 billion in? I don't even want that. Just make it $1 million for someone like him. A percent of a percent of a percent of a percent.
Ron Wyden, who is a Democrat, said Doge's attack on Social Security, in my view, is a first step on the path to privatizing Social Security. Democrats have also blasted Musk's characterization of Social Security as a Ponzi scheme. Quote, Elon Musk says it's a Ponzi scheme. The richest man in the world is telling Americans that earned benefits they depend upon and they paid into are a scam. They are not a scam, and Americans know it. That's from Chuck Schumer.
I understand where he's coming from, Chuck, but you have to talk to younger people. They do see it as a Ponzi scheme.
Calvin is our resident young person here. Calvin, I'm curious. Social Security?
Do you think you'll ever get it?
Does this ever come up among you and your friends?
To be completely honest with you, Social Security is one of those things that I don't know what if I would take it for granted is the right word, because I never received it, but it's just kind of those things. Well, yeah, part of your paycheck disappears to it and you'll get something when you retire. And that's as much thought as I put
it's
into
it. Kind of this amorphous, yeah. This amorphous thing out there.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%.
I think that Chuck Schumer is correct in how he's framing it, but he has to say it better to younger people. And he also has to come with a viable solution. Not,
it can't just be a capitalism and hard work is going to fix it.
I can't buy a sandwich with capitalism. I can buy a sandwich with money. How are you going to make me have money when I'm old? And 2033, that is 8 years away. I will be 55, far away from the age of retirement.
You'd like to join the conversation, 855-752-4842. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Grown Radio, WFHR.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Is your water heater making that noise again. You know, the way it groans and creaks when it warms up. If your water heater is older than Stonehenge, you're in luck. You can enter Tri-City Service's oldest water heater contest for a chance to win a new water heater. It's easy to enter. Just go to calltricity.com. That's calltricity.com and fill out the form. The oldest one in the area wins. Anyone who enters will get $280 off a new water heater. You heard that right. That's $280 off a new water heater. Hurry. Contest ends March 31st, 2025. Again, to enter, go to calltricity.com and fill out the form. Update that prehistoric water heater for a new water heater with Tri-City Services. They're not comfortable until you are.
Feeling overwhelmed by confusing information on natural supplements? Want to learn more about their incredible benefits? Join Family Natural Foods at 5:15 p.m. on Thursday, March 13th. Brian Hall is the visionary CEO of True Grace, a company dedicated to crafting nutrient-dense products that promote the health of both individuals and our planet. Don't miss this opportunity to ask your burning questions and discover effective ways to manage stress, immunity, and digestive health through nature's offerings. FamilyNaturalFoods.com.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Calvitini on the board. Coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Brewers spring training is underway. Crew taking on the A's this Thursday, 7.05 p.m. You can listen on several of our Civic Media Brewers affiliates, including WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, and WBZH in Hayward. The Crew and the A's this Thursday night. Little preseason action at 7.05 p.m. Right before the break, we were talking about Social Security co-president Elon Musk on the Joe Rogan podcast, talking about how Social Security is a Ponzi scheme. And it's got to go, apparently.
Yeah.
So we're taking your calls, taking your comments about Social Security, how that has affected your life. Cassandra on the live stream says, my dad died when I was five. I received his Social Security. It helped my mom survive. Now she relies on it to pay her own bills. And I think there are a lot of folks that are in that same position. Of course, there have been suggestions that all we have to do is raise the cap. The cap right now is $176,100. That's what you, if you, up to that point, you are paying 6.2% on that to fund Social Security. Mm-hmm. And after that, it's all free and clear. So I don't see why guys like Elon and Jeff Bezos and some of those folks in that upper stratosphere that the vast majority of us will never see should not have to pay a little bit more.
That's one way they actually could, like they could say, look, take $2 million of my money every single year and put it into Social Security. I'm not going to take Social Security. I don't need it. There's one small, tiny way to give back. Just one. And it's directly through the government, too. It's not charity. It's, hey, let me invest a little bit more. Perfect.
855-752-4842. If you'd like to join us, Linda from Eau Claire is on the line. Good morning, Linda. Thanks so much for joining us. What do you want to say about this?
Hello. Yes. It's about Social Security. You know how people, unless they experience something, they don't really know the full experience of it. You know, Social Security, the word is said so often, we forget the second word, and that's security.
Mm-hmm.
I have been receiving Social Security for about 8 years now, and I want everybody to get it. I want our young people to get it. Once you get to that point where you start collecting it, it really means something to you. It is what it is, security. I know that it's not as much. Many people living on that alone have a very hard time. But even this talk of not having it, it just, it makes me sad. Everybody should have it. Wait till you get to the age where you can collect it. It will mean a lot to you.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Linda. Really appreciate the call.
And when we hear from people like you, Linda, and we a couple weeks ago we had this discussion, we heard from so many of you folks talking about what it means to have Social Security. I think one of the other big problems is that all of these individuals we're hearing from are all people who will never need Social Security in their entire lives. These are people who are
you mean people like Elon?
Elon, senators, congressmen, other business people, presidents, anybody who has got more value than maybe, say, $5 million to their name, they'll be fine without Social Security, but they're giving us all the solutions we need, like hardworking capitalism.
Well, I have one personal experience with someone who said himself that he had more money than God.
God has a lot of money.
He would share that with his coworkers. Yeah, I have more money than God.
Yeah.
Trust me, nobody wanted his Social Security more than that man.
I know, but that's, well, there's a difference between being, like, you know, popular and being cheap. But, like, all these people we see on TV, most of them will never need a dime of it.
And this guy didn't need a dime of it either.
They're not people who should be proposing the solutions either. I don't want to listen to Elon Musk's ideas on Social Security.
Kathy from Whitefish Bay is on the line. Good morning, Kathy. Thank you for joining us. What do you want to say about Social Security?
Two things I want to say. One, we should think about upping the cap for the salary for collecting Social Security,
okay,
instead of just talking about getting things out. And the other thing is, if you wanted to look for more revenue, you should get rid of the loophole for carried interest forward. I think both of those would increase the revenue. The other thing I want to say is I received a flyer yesterday for Brad Schimmel.
Yep.
Not one thing on that flyer said anything about him. It said you need to elect him to make sure that Trump's agenda can happen, and it was a picture of him getting up from the Butler assassination. It only told me about Trump and told me how bad Susan Crawford was.
But nothing about Schimmel.
That's the way that, nothing about Schimmel.
I think I got that same thing delivered to my house, too, yesterday, Kathy.
Appreciate that,
Thank
Kathy.
You very
Thank
much.
You so much. Yeah, that's interesting. Why is he not touting his support for the 1849 abortion ban? I mean, come on, Brad.
Where's
said
the flaw,
it.
Brad?
Own it.
Yeah.
Embrace it, yeah. Brad. Come on. We're going to talk more about Brad Schimmel and the whole runaway GOP attitude now that they're having constituents show up who are not entirely happy with them.
No.
That's after the 10:30 news. Jack from Miramax has been very patient. Good morning, Jack. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. A couple things about Social Security. First of all, it is technically, by the law that established it, it's not really supposedly a pension program. It is old age insurance. And if you pay into any kind of an insurance, you expect that when you're eligible to receive it, you get the payment back out.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, people need to understand this. We've got all of these legislators that are screaming and yelling about Social Security. We got to cut it because we have to cut the national debt and we have to cut the deficit. By law, Social Security is a separate trust fund that cannot be counted towards the deficit nor the debt. Not only that, but the facts are that, you know, all that debt and that money, a lot of that is being borrowed annually from, guess where? The Social Security Trust Fund.
Yep.
And finally, if we reached about 400 and some odd thousand dollars that people would pay in, that would stabilize it for the foreseeable future.
Thanks a lot, Jack. Appreciate it. We are up against the clock. News is coming up next. Pratt Kreitlow will be with us when we return. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air on the vast statewide, countrywide. We're global if you carry the app, baby. Civic Media Radio Network. Don't go away.
There's trouble, but
this is locally grown radio, WFHR. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The city of Wisconsin Rapids is asking for public feedback. Elected officials want to hear from residents to help develop mission and value statements for the organization. This will help them understand where you would like them to allocate property tax revenue and help guide long-term planning for the city. There's a survey on the city website, wirapids.org. You have until April 1st at noon to fill it out. You can also pick up a printed copy at the Mayor's Office, the Lowell Center, or Macmillan Library. Those who participate in the survey have the option to be entered into a raffle to win a free prize. Central Wisconsin has a cross-country team competing in national championships despite the lack of snow the past 2 years. Brittany Merlot tells us more.
Wausau is proud to have four skiers from its United Cross Country Ski Team represent us in the 2025 Cross Country Junior National Championships. The event will be held in Utah at Soldier Hollow. That's where cross country ski events for the 2002 Winter Olympics and the 2034 Winter Olympics were held. And of course, the relatively mild winter this season has certainly played a role in the training process. Nine Mile County Forest was only open for about 4 days last winter and just 3 weeks this season. The team has stayed resilient through it all, though, and when there is no snow, they roller ski. Their equipment truck is set to head out to Utah tomorrow, and the four skiers fly out on Friday. They're set to compete on Monday, March 10th.
Today is the last day to register for Mid-States Farm Tour and the Wisconsin's Technical College Ag Day Celebration. The event will take place on March 11th. The WTCS Ag Day Celebration, breakfast and lunch, will be held at the American Legion Post 54 in Marshfield. You can still register today, March 4th, at mstc.edu. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Some fun moments during Sunday's Oscar broadcast included Queen Latifah looking like she wore a parachute to the event during her nice tribute to Quincy Jones. There was also Adrian Brody, who won his second Best Actor Oscar for his performance in the nearly four-hour-long film The Brutalist, and his acceptance speech was almost as long. There was Timothy Chalamet, who some thought was the odds-on favorite for Best Actor, dressed in a bright yellow pantsuit. Luckily, it's Hollywood, and the people around him were already wearing sunglasses. It's always exciting when history is made at such a big event. Honora writer-director Sean Baker won four Oscars for the film, becoming the first person ever to win four Academy Awards for the same film. The critically acclaimed director took home trophies for Best Original Screenplay, Best Director, and Best Picture. He is also the film's producer, and he won an Oscar for Best Editing. Honora was the talk of the night as lead actress Mikey Madison won Best Actress, giving Honora five Oscars out of six nominations. Not a bad Sunday. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwab. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Overcast and dreary, with rain ramping up this afternoon and into the overnight. Flipping to snow early in the morning, we're looking to accumulate anywhere from 4 to 6 inches. Winds will also be whipping up to 40 miles per hour, creating whiteout conditions. The winter weather advisory lasts through 6 p.m. tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 42.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
The Badgers.
Seats Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Play.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Maggie Dawn.
At 2:30, I'm joined by Megan Rowe of Opportunity Wisconsin to talk about the devastating cuts to Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid that Republicans are supporting. Join us.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Mach, Sweet Gal B on the board, coming to you live from her studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, or the platform shedding more users than a husky blowing its winter coat. He is back from Up North News Radio. Pat Kreitlow is here. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
I am wonderful. How are you guys?
We are good. Glad to see you. Glad to have you join the show. All kinds of things we are going to kick around for the next half hour. And we did want to spend a little time, Pat, right before you joined us, we were talking about Social Security and co-president Elon Musk now calling Social Security a Ponzi scheme and hearing from lots of people about just how important it is to their lives. For one thing, nobody's getting rich on Social Security.
No. And when you talked about, Elon Musk won't miss $1 million, I read and I want to substantiate it at some place, but he makes roughly $7 to $8 million a day in taxpayer handouts. He is one of the nation's leading welfare queens, if you want to use that kind of pejorative. That's the person you need to be looking at first, not some veteran, not somebody on disability, nothing like that. And by raising the cap, which we can do very easily, we can solve the concerns of anybody like Calvin, who at some point in the next 20 years is actually going to start paying attention to this thing, and everybody else who is all, we're never going to get it. It'll be gone. My generation thought that too.
Yeah.
My generation looked at what Ronald Reagan was doing and saying, oh, there won't be any Social Security. There will be, so long as there are trustworthy public servants in there willing to find a way to make it happen, so we don't go back to the epidemic of old age poverty that we used to have in this country.
It's interesting. This broke too right before we were getting on, just as we were getting on the air this morning. You know, they made a whole bunch of cuts already at the IRS. And the story I saw this morning said that what the Biden administration had done when they added those IRS agents was they used those to focus on the really wealthy people who have the lawyers to find the loopholes, to find them different ways to cheat. Well, now they're getting rid of that. So if they can continue to game the tax system, then I don't see why we can't raise the cap.
100%. Because it's very easy to be negative, to say Social Security won't be there, or, oh, there's an army of IRS agents coming after me. If you get past the talking points put forward by the people who are trying to dodge taxes in the first place, you'd see that what the Biden administration did was what you just said. Hire, yes, many more agents, but also many more people at the IRS who made customer service run more smoothly. Mm-hmm. Now it will be tougher to get through to the IRS with tax questions.
Yes.
And it will again lead people to go, the government is broken. I can't believe how bad it is, which again comes back to what has been one of my mottos for the longest time. Those who hate government the most should be trusted the least to run it competently. They want it to fail, and this has become a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Well, one of the things that we were talking about as well is, you know, Elon went on Joe Rogan's podcast and simply called it a Ponzi scheme with no real solution added.
Same as Ron Johnson.
Right? Yeah. But Calvin, can you pull up that clip of Senator Bill Cassidy giving one of the most nothing answers in the history of man about the how to fix Social Security? Calvin, can you hit that?
Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy responded, the Social Security Trust Fund will run short in 2033. If we do nothing, 8 years from now, all beneficiaries will be hit with a 24% cut. I have a big idea to fix the problem, create a trust fund, and invest in the U.S. economy. Capitalism and hard work can save us.
What does that even mean?
Yeah. I thought that's
still. It's word, 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 lots and lots and lots of words.
Yes.
He just described Social Security.
Exactly. And that's the thing, is they want to break something because it feeds into that narrative that all things government must be broken. And then we're supposed to trust them to fix it. And what they would create would look the same. And look, folks, we already have a model for this. The Affordable Care Act. How often did we hear repeal and replace? Repeal and replace. Repeal and replace. We said, okay, what's your replacement? I have concepts of a plan.
Oh, man.
Is where we've left off. If you don't have, it's very simple. This is very simple, folks. If anybody is trashing Social Security and you say, what is your plan, your actual plan, not, oh, a little bit of elbow grease is going to get this done. No, no, no. What's the bill look like? Draft the bill. God knows they draft bills for everything else out there.
Seriously.
Mostly targeting the trans community, but that's another discussion. They know how to write a bill. So write the bill.
Yeah.
Write the bill.
Write the bill. Yeah, and put it in actual, I don't know, like you said, actionable things. Actionable things, not just lots of word salad about capitalism and hard work.
Let's see what you're going to do. It comes back to a recent comment by Derek Van Orden saying, oh, I would never allow Medicaid or Social Security to be touched, but we are going to make all these cuts. They always hide behind the number. We're going to cut $2 trillion. They won't tell you what. And then they say, well, I never said
right.
we were going to cut Social Security and Medicaid.
Right.
Like, we can't connect the dots.
Well, that's the thing, too, is that like those cuts are going to come from somewhere, and they're going to come from their favorite places. Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and the Affordable Care Act. And the you want to see angrier town hall meetings? Tack those three onto the Social Security that people are worried about right now. You tack on Medicare, Medicaid, and the Affordable Care Act. They are going to rush those buildings they work in.
Well, and that's why they're not going to do them anymore.
We've solved that problem.
Yes.
We have solved that problem of angry town halls.
Yeah.
We just stop having them.
We're just not going to do them. Exactly. And this actually came out. The chair of the NRCC, Richard Hudson, dramatically told members that no one should be doing town halls. Likening it to 2017, protests at town halls and district offices are going to get even worse. So just don't do them. Yeah, run away, guys. Run away.
Well, the problem is that if you go to a place like myvote.wi.gov,
yes,
you can put in your address and you can find out their field offices. You can find out their home offices. You can find out their Washington, D.C. or Madison offices. The problem is it's very hard to hide when you are a publicly elected official. So they might not be going to the library for the town hall meeting. Well, Derek Van Orden, perfect example, decided not to show up.
Right.
And just moved it.
And just moved it.
And the people found out and went there.
And they did because, again, people want answers. They deserve answers from their member of Congress. Keep in mind, nobody said to be violent.
Right.
Don't even come close to it, Derek Van Orden on the Capitol grounds on January 6th.
Yeah, no kidding.
Don't come anywhere near that. But show up. Let your voice be heard. And then once you've registered that so that they know where you stand, well, then maybe focus on who else might be better to represent you in Congress the next time around.
Yep.
And I also think this is a great opportunity for Democrats to use this to their advantage. I don't know why they aren't all doing town halls in these deep red communities where the Republicans won't go because they're afraid.
Well, because again, then they're left to defend essentially the current system and the whole wave of voter anger, not just in the U.S., but around the world these days has been that
with the incumbents
system. Yeah, the current system is broken. And so they don't want to be perceived as standing for a broken system. All right, well, fine. Then again, kind of like what I just said about Republicans, write the bill. Well, then write out what you want to do that's going to change this current broken system for the better and start talking it up. And if you want a platform for it, I got one here at 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. or 6 to 8 a.m. I got shows all over the place where people can come on and say, you know what? Here's what we would do instead if Democrats were put in power. And it's not status quo.
Yep.
Pat Kreitlow is our guest from Up North News Radio. You can catch him every Monday through Friday, early shift from 6 to 8 a.m. And we are talking about town halls that Republicans aren't going to do anymore because people were unhappy with them. Glenn Grossman,
there it is,
from Wisconsin, was on WISN's Upfront over the weekend. And of course, now the whole narrative is George Soros is paying everybody, Pat. I'm waiting. But apparently George Soros is paying all these protesters. They're all paid protesters who showed up at these town halls over the last week with lots of unhappy constituents. One guy who was being interviewed by Nicole Wallace on MSNBC said, if they were going to pay a protester, don't you think they'd pick someone younger and more better looking than me?
It's the hottest protest I've ever seen in my life.
But Glenn Grothman weighing in with his take on these less than warm town halls. Calvin, can we play that clip, please?
Confirmed.
Before you go, Congressman, I want to ask you about your town halls up in the Fox Valley last week. When was the last time you saw packed rooms like that?
It's not something that we have had lately. Obviously, with the new presidency, I think there's a lot of anger among some Democrats. But I can tell you, if you didn't look at the town hall, if you just went to the Friday night fish fries I attend, or the fundraisers for the schools or various service groups, overall, we got very positive feedback on what we're doing in Washington.
He does love those fish fries and those pancake breakfasts.
I think there's something really interesting, though, he says there. If you don't look at the town halls, don't pay attention. That problem isn't in the room anymore. It's gone. Magic. Just go to the places where people are having good food and having fun. You know, the kind of place where someone's going, a crowd of people are going to confront a congressman like a Friday fish fry. That's so disingenuous to say, don't look at what the problem. Have some pancakes.
Yes. You don't just get to go to, you know, the friendly places. I mean, you can, but
yeah,
what good are you then? I mean, I certainly, as a state senator in a purple district, went to plenty of places where there were plenty of people that wanted to bend my ear.
I bet.
And where we had to have, you know, a friendly discussion, kind of like what I tried to have with some of our Facebook commenters this morning to cool. Say, look, let's look for the common ground. Yep. On here. But instead, if you want to be like people commenting on Facebook right now saying, oh, it's just mostly bored government retirees. Well, if you want to live in that alternative reality, you're welcome to. But the rest of us have to deal with the real people out here making $65 a day on Social Security while Elon Musk is getting $8 million a day in SpaceX contracts through the federal government. We'd rather chase down where the real waste and fraud and abuse is.
Well, Pat, they're just agitators who are Democrats, so don't worry about that. But we had a discussion a couple weeks ago about this, and everybody who called in said that they needed their Social Security to survive. And even in some cases, they had to use their Social Security to decide on can they pay for heat or food.
Or
food,
meds.
Or meds. Meds, mm-hmm. Or rent. This is not money they're buying boats with. And these are real people in real situations who are having real problems. And I guarantee you, not every single person in those town halls were dyed-in-the-wool blue Democrats. These are people who are worried about a contract they signed when they first started paying into Social Security being broken by the government.
We've seen a lot of folks at those town halls who are all there. They're there because they were they're veterans.
Yes.
Or they're concerned about veterans' benefits and things like that. You can't tell me that all those people are only disaffected Democrats. I don't believe it.
Another would be farmers, for example, who are seeing their contracts broken, that they were going to get certain conservation payments. Some of those same farmers who are now going to get slammed because of the tariffs that started today as China, you know, gets its retribution on U.S. agriculture products. There are plenty of people who voted for Donald Trump who have been saying, if only to themselves, the past couple of weeks, this is not exactly what I was expecting. Maybe they don't oppose him yet, but there's a lot going. I kind of thought he was going to be more like a businessman, really look at the books and be, you know, again, a scalpel rather than a
chainsaw.
You mean like the first term?
Well, don't worry about it. Ron Johnson on the 25% tariffs that kicked in on Canada and Mexico. Ron says, I'm concerned. I'm concerned. Oh. Get together with Susan Collins and make a T-shirt. Pat Kreitlow is here. We're going to continue our conversation. Stay close. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Governor Tony Evers has released his budget, calling this the most pro-kid budget in state history.
This is now the fourth time that Evers has put forth a budget proposal, and the three prior were all met with a similar fate. Republicans in the legislature rejected it entirely. Again this year, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called the budget dead on arrival. To a certain extent, this is what we've come to expect from this era of divided government in Wisconsin. In previous years, Evers has eventually signed Republican-authored budgets and used his line-item veto powers to make certain changes. But could he play hardball this time around and threaten to veto the entire budget? Is there anything in this pro-kid budget that has to be there? Things like education funding, or clean water protections, or Medicaid expansion? With everything going on in Washington, now might be the right time for Evers to fight for these proposals and fight for Wisconsinites in any way he can.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Hi, this is Beth, your new host for The Kitchen is Open, the award-winning show within the morning show. Each Monday morning at 9 a.m., we'll tackle topics, teach techniques, and tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners with insight on what it takes to make it in the food industry. Listen as I work with James, Seth, and others as we learn, laugh, and have fun. The Kitchen is Open. Same kitchen, new host.
Jim. Jim!
Yes, dear?
Don't forget, my parents are coming, so clean up the workshop and get your car out of the garage. What was that?
Yes, dear?
Been there, my friend. Might be time to give the pros at Clery a call. We can build whatever you dream. Egg buildings, storage for your toys, even a place to get away from the in-laws.
Yes!
Experience the Clery difference during our Customer Appreciation Day sale, March 13th through the 15th. Visit clerybuilding.com for more.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Dr. Slide on the board. Coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. You can catch Civic Media's special coverage tonight of the second Trump administration's joint address to Congress. It is tonight, beginning just before 8 p.m. all across Civic Media. Donald Trump addressing the joint session of Congress tonight. I'm sure Marjorie Taylor Greene will be there on her best behavior.
Wearing the nicest stuff.
Yeah, and she won't be screeching like a howler monkey. But anyway, Pat Kreitlow is here from Up North News Radio. And in the time that we have left, Pat, I want to talk a little bit about Brad commemorative coin fan Schimmel running against Susan Crawford. And boy, the Musk bucks are pouring into Wisconsin because all of these mailers are going out now. As one of our callers mentioned in an earlier segment, it's pro-Brad Schimmel. It doesn't mention him at all. It barely mentions Brad Schimmel. It's more about show your support for Trump's agenda.
Yes, it's a straight up attack piece combined with whatever metaphor you want to use to pledging his loyalty to Trump, whether you want to use boots or posterior or whatever the case may be. And he's telling us who he would be as a justice. He would be the kind of justice that would join with three other conservatives and who back in 2020 indicated that they might be willing to go along with Donald Trump's challenge of the election results in Wisconsin, which would have created a true constitutional crisis. Brad Schimmel's giving you no reason, none whatsoever, to think that he wouldn't be anything than what he was as Attorney General under Scott Walker. And that is just a rabid partisan. And he's playing this campaign by the rules that were written by Scott Walker and a Republican legislature back when they were in office. I would point folks to Dan Schaefer's Recombobulation Area, where he's got a guest column from Matt Rothschild of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, who outlines all the ways that Scott Walker and Republicans basically blew up any and all limits, contribution limits to Supreme Court races, allowing millionaires and billionaires to come in and support people like Schimmel, who has been courting millionaires and billionaires to donate, even though as a court candidate, as a justice candidate, he's not actually supposed to.
Yeah, not supposed to do that. Yeah, Elon, well, and as we learned yesterday, Elon has a stake in what some cases that might end up in front of the Wisconsin Supreme Court regarding Tesla dealerships in Wisconsin. So Elon wants to make sure that his guy is going to be on the court to rule in his favor if and when these cases come before that body. And speaking of Brad Schimmel, we talked about this yesterday, and I miss this. This was in a Washington Post article. When Trump lost the 2020 election in Wisconsin, he challenged the results before the state Supreme Court. Of course, it was Brian Hagedorn who sided with the liberals in accepting the results of the election. Asked if he believed the Supreme Court ruled correctly, Schimmel paused for several seconds and said, quote, "You know what? To be honest, I didn't spend any time reviewing that. I've got a day job. I didn't go through that. I don't know the answer to what I don't know," unquote.
What a challenging day job that must be. Oh, yeah, as a judge.
It sounds
to not read up on the law and the biggest legal case before the country at that moment. Oh, you poor busy fellow.
He just didn't. It's like, that's the Hovde excuse.
Yeah.
Why would I study for this job before I get the job? I mean, come on, Brad. Be a little bit more creative than that.
Again, it's just a basic thing. It's just a basic litmus test. Who won the 2020 election? And if you waffle on that even in the slightest, you have no sense of having you cannot have earned any public trust at all if you can't say that most basic thing, because, you know, it might upset the king.
Sue from Franklin texting in, listening on WAUK. I got a flyer last week with Brad Schimmel, promoting Brad Schimmel. I wrote in big letters, "No way would I vote for this guy. These are all lies." Then I tore it in half, removed my name and address, and I mailed it back to where it came from.
I was saying to Jane, it must be amazing to have petty vengeance post money. Like here's my stamps to respond to my enemies.
I got a little time. I could do that. You know, it's a price of a
civic
stamp.
Civic engagement comes in all forms. Folks.
many
times we vote.
Yes.
Sometimes we volunteer. Sometimes we write letters. Sometimes we tear up other people's mail and send it back to them. It all works.
Also, Liz from Saukville texting in. My husband and I went to a protest in Grothman's 6th District to protest Trump over the weekend. We were not paid. Yeah, I don't think most people were paid. Isn't there a general address we can write to George Soros and say, "Hey, you owe me a check"?
It just says on the letter, "Money, please."
See, please send me money.
Yeah. Again, it's so easy to say, "Well, it's you know, the billionaire on this side or the billionaire on that side." There's a great way to get around that, folks, and that's put the limits back in place so that millionaires and billionaires can't buy agitators if that's what they're really doing. We have ways to fix this.
And I just wish that Brad Schimmel would embrace his own positions, instead of putting a picture on his flyers of Donald Trump or whoever, put a picture of yourself embracing the 1849 abortion ban, Brad. Come on. You're all about that. You support that. You've talked about it in the past. Now you don't want to talk about it. Why is that? One wonders.
I don't know. It's like there's an election coming up. No, it couldn't be.
Pat Kreitlow, catch him every morning, weekday morning, 6 to 8 a.m. across the network on Up North News Radio. Thank you so very much, my friend. Really appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. Have a great day.
News coming up next. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Appleton-based comedian John Egan and filmmaker Craig Knitt, who joins me in the studio. That's right, folks. He's going to fight Green Bay traffic. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is Locally Grown Radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau calls new tariffs from the U.S. a dumb thing to do.
Canadians are reasonable and we are polite. But we will not back down from a fight. Not when our country and the well-being of everyone in it is at stake.
Mexico and China have announced they'll impose retaliatory tariffs. House Speaker Johnson says putting the finishing touches on a federal budget this year will get an assist from Elon Musk's department.
I think it's going to be a very exciting development because we're going to do it differently than it's been done in years. We'll have whole categories, big savings, I believe, that will change the equation.
Congress investigates the nation's troubled air traffic control system. Tennessee Democrat Steve Cohen.
Today that system is under strain and has been under strain for some time. Under Democratic and Republican presidents, it's been bipartisan in its failure to address the problems.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
Coming up on